This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Junks. We are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's time now to head to the BetQL guest hotline, where we say good morning to Brian Robinson Jr. He's presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. Brian, good morning. Thanks for joining us, man.
Good morning, man.
Hey.
Good morning.
What's going on, bro?
It's great to have you. I got to tell you, Jason, you see on hold, you see, you know, Brian's on hold, and it says Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking, dude, how many guys that you played with played in the league or still in the league? Have you ever counted?
Oh, hundreds.
I mean, honestly.
Yeah. I probably would lose count after about two handfuls.
Yeah.
For sure. Oh, for sure.
Dude, we started Alabama.
I mean, like literally two hands, two times. Like,
that's right.
Right.
Well, when you were in high school in Tuscaloosa, you went to high school in Tuscaloosa, correct?
Yes, sir.
Did you always want to go to Alabama?
I did. Like, but more than anything, I just wanted to, like, I wanted to just go play at a SEC school.
Right.
You know, obviously, you know, the pinnacle of those schools was Alabama, you know, but I knew that was just, like, you know, just the far-fetched dream. But, you know, that was always the dream, you know. So once I got that offer, like, I knew for sure.
What were the other offers? What offers did you have in your hand besides from the University of Alabama?
Yeah, give us your top
just
four.
Just rattle them off.
Yeah.
When I committed to Alabama at the time, I had Alabama, Georgia, Auburn, and Oregon.
So, that's a pretty good foursome.
I don't know where Oregon was. Like, that was only because some of the coaches from Alabama at the time was that Cristobal had went over there at the time, and you know, so. And I was just getting interest from those guys.
Dude, imagine. You just missed NIL, right? Or was there at the very end of your...
He might have missed it.
I did not miss it. I caught literally the first cent.
Beauty.
The first cent of it. I got my last season at Alabama, my fifth year.
Yeah.
I caught the first cent of...
Nice.
So what were some of, I'm so jealous.
What were some of the nicer NIL deals that you had when you left Alabama?
I got a brand new car. I got a bed. I got a Tempur-Pedic bed and mattress.
Excellent.
Nice.
A lot of money.
Nice.
It's fantastic.
Nice. That's so cool, man.
Hey, why don't you tell us who were the running backs who were ahead of you when you showed up on campus for the first time?
When I first showed up, the running backs in the room at the time was Damian Harris, Bo Scarborough, Josh Jacobs, B.J. Emmons,
Najee
Clark, Najee. That was the whole room, and then me, you know. So
I thought Kamar was there. No, am I wrong?
No, that's
Kamar
earlier.
Older. He left and went to Tennessee.
Yeah, he transferred.
Yeah, he said, "I can't crack this room with Derrick Henry in it. I need to split.
I mean, B-Rob,
I need to get out of town."
He shows up. You got Najee Harris and Josh Jacobs.
Pretty sick.
So Josh Jacobs and the B.J. Emmons, who was really the number one running back in Josh Jacobs' class, who left once me and Najee came the year after. So,
man, that probably happened a lot, right? Because he's got all these studs there, and then you know, after and then a you year also or had, so, you realize you're never going to play.
And then you also had Tua and Hurts.
Yep. And some guys will come in, and you know, after a year or so, they will leave. Like, for example, like Jerome Ford, he came in for like 2 years and then went to Cincinnati.
Yep.
He turned out to be good.
Right. Did you guys like goof on him when they leave? Like goof on him in a group chat?
Nah, like we got to understand, you know, it's tough. It's hard. You know, we obviously don't want nobody on our team to like leave.
Right.
But, No, people had to make decisions that's best for them in their life and what makes them. So, like, you know, and we understand that being in Alabama, you know, it's hard. You know, you're not going to possibly, you know, if you're not coming in to start it, like, you probably ain't going to play for real. Like, get the start reps, like, the reps you need to, you know, put yourself out there until, like, you know, kind of later in your career. So you have to be a little bit more patient with it. You know, and some guys just don't want to do that nowadays.
It's time for the Pizza Bowlies question of the week. Pizza Bowlies offering wings, subs, and more. Pizza Bowlies delivers more taste. Download the Pizza Bowlies app for easy ordering. Were you surprised when Nick Saban retired as the head coach at Alabama?
I was not, actually. It actually hit me. It caught me off guard with how random this news dropped. Like, it just literally dropped, like, right in the middle of the week after the season. You know, and it's like, yeah, like, even nobody heads up or nothing. So, but the only thing that didn't surprise me about it is, like, I know Saban. You know, I've been around Saban since I was a kid. You know, I literally grew up around him. And I know that he doesn't have to go out his way and bribe to pay anybody to want to play for him.
Right.
Right.
You know, it was an honor to get to, you know, to play for him, you know. And he's never had to, like, you know, answer to guys' requests, you know, for them to play for his team. And I just felt like that was just driving him crazy.
All right, he didn't have to deal with agents.
Yeah, he ain't waste no time to just get out of the way of it, you know what I'm saying? His era was when, like, his NIL was the reason why everybody else came to Alabama, you know.
Right.
Like, he didn't have to
play for him. Right.
Yeah.
Brian, so everybody knows, I mean, first of all, congratulations. You guys have an unbelievable season. And everybody knows what you went through in your first year and just the courage you showed coming back and playing. And then last year was wild. I mean, I don't even get me started. I'm not going to ask you saying I just last year was wild. But this year, I saw in the preseason, I said to the guys, I don't know. I wasn't there in the offseason. This guy, Brian Robinson, is going to have a year. I don't know what it is, but he's like, he just looks more energized. I feel like he's going to have the best year of his career. Did you believe that? And was there something different? Did things just click for you? Did you do something different, sort of like working out wise? Or am I crazy?
I felt that in the structure and the coaching and all the differences all the changes that's been made around our building, you know, and it just give you that free space and state of mind where you could just, you know, sometimes you just feel a little bit better, man, you know?
Right.
Like, yeah, it just, you never know how much of a difference that makes when it comes down to just consistency and production, you know, just by how you feel, you know, about the people that's around you and, you know, making sure that you're doing what, you know, what you need to do. So I feel like the coaching and instruction around here definitely gives you that, you know, space to want to, like, go out and play for them, like, and go hard for them, man.
Right.
So they look out for you for real. You know what I'm saying? It feels like a genuine connection between, you know, our program right now, and just seem like everybody just want to be, like, there's a lot of people on this roster that, like, have a lot to prove, and they want to prove themselves, and guys who hasn't had opportunities, like Terry, you know, he's a star player, you know, he deserves opportunities to play in the playoffs and play in those big games and, you know, have a great roster of guys around him that can help him go win games, and now just seeing how happy guys is around, like, the building now. You know, like, these guys been here 6-7 years, you know, and then win, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it just feel good to see that energy, like, in those guys, because you could tell, like, man, like, don't take winning for granted in this league, because it's hard to win. Yep. I went 2-0 last season and lost my last 13 out of 15 games.
Right. Oh, right. Brutal.
Right. You know,
you didn't lose 13 games your entire college career, total.
I haven't lost 13 games in my whole life.
Your whole life. Right.
Right.
You didn't know how to handle that.
Let me ask you about Jaden, obviously. And You know, Zach Ertz said in the preseason, like, this kid, you guys don't understand. This kid's not gonna be good. He's good already, right? And I think that we're seeing that. I'm curious, though, from your perspective, when you see him go down last week, and then, you know, everyone's concerned, obviously, but then you see him bounce back, and he's high-fiving, and he's saying he's good on the sideline. His mom's tweeting, he's good. You know, he's fine. Don't worry. I'm thinking, personally, I'm like, all right, they're probably going to hold him out for a week or two because he's such a precious commodity, you know, ribs, you don't want to do it. But then I'm watching Quinn talk during a week, and I'm going, man, this guy doesn't seem stressed at all. They're trying to act like he's not going to play, but I think he's going to play. When did you realize? Was he walking around the building telling you, hey, don't worry, I'm going to be there? Or when did you finally realize?
He came to me like a man. You know, we talk like, you know, man, like, you don't sugarcoat no conversation. So, like,
right.
You know, he told me how he felt, you know, and I was just like, hey, man, like, you know, you're a man. I know you're tough, but, like, let's just be smart, whatever decision you make. And he repeated what he told me, and I was like, okay, then, let's go. You know,
so when was that?
I'm not sure if I'm supposed to say this.
We don't want you to get in trouble.
No, we don't want to get you in trouble, man. We're joined by Brian Robinson from the Washington Commanders.
I just know he was determined to play, you know. Yeah. And even if the coaches had the final say, so he had in his mind that he wanted to play all week, you know, from the top of the week.
Hey, right. So, great answer.
B-Rob, who did you hug first when you saw the Hail Mary completed? What was that scene like? Describe that for us.
I don't know. I ran straight down the field and jumped on the wall.
Oh, did you? That's funny.
Because you can't really.
I ran and jumped.
We can't jump in the stands, right?
I jumped on the wall and hugged one of the fans.
Yeah. Oh, you did? Oh, good.
Yeah.
But, can we do like a Lambeau?
Yeah, loop? That's kind of
really
frowned upon. I don't know, it's kind of ripping off the Green Bay
bit. That's how hyped he was.
But I mean, he wanted to celebrate with the fans and his teammates.
Of course.
Don't blame him for it. Hey, Brian, you're cool with us calling you B-Rob, right? Because I remember Gibby, he did not like Gibby as his nickname. You're cool with B-Rob, right?
Yeah, that's cool. I actually accepted that name from Saban.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Yeah, Saban was the first person to call me that.
Okay. Do all the guys call you that?
Yeah, now everybody called me that now.
Right.
But Saban was the first one to call me that, and he was the first one I accepted that from. So, like, yep.
Right. Yeah, well, Saban calls you that. You kind of have to accept it, right? You're not going to push back on it.
Hey, Brian, what have you, or B-Rob, what have you learned from the other guys in the room? Like, obviously, Austin's had tremendous success. McNichols has come in, and, you know, he's proven his worthiness when given the opportunity. I mean, I got to imagine that you've learned a lot from those guys.
You said you imagine about what?
You've learned a lot from those guys.
Oh, I feel like we all learn from each other. Like, I have ways to myself that I feel like, you know, Austin and those guys pick up from. And I feel like, you know, obviously Austin's experience and, like, is, you know, knowledgeable, you feel me? And we have several ways we connect, you know. Like, I try to really connect with him more when it comes to, like, pass and receive a game, you know. So I be, you know, just picking his brain a little bit, just kind of see what his thoughts is, you know, just based on his history. And I feel like he does the same with me and my young history, you know, just trying to see kind of how I like to attack and, you know, and use my tools. So, like, we complement each other, you know, well.
Right.
Speaking of history, you've had success against the New York Giants in your career. Talk about facing that defense. Last time out, you went for 133 yards.
Yeah. I mean, I just expect to you know, pick up where I left off at, you know. And I'm comfortable with their personnel. I know what they're going to show against me. I just got to just make my plays, you know. And I think I'm gonna have the opportunity to do that, and I will.
Well, I don't doubt it. Can you talk about the offensive line? Because going into the season, I don't know if you're aware, but people were like, "All right, this is Jaden's gonna be a game changer." But they still got offensive line issues. They still have maybe some issues in the secondary. But man, the offensive line has played outstanding. Are the holes bigger? Like what's going on? Why are you guys having so much more success?
All right. We're just playing for each other, man. You know, guys more serious about their, you know, their work, you know, the detailing their job. And I feel like that's something we haven't had around here. And now, you know, like I said, Dan Quinn, the staff, you know, do a great job of just making sure everybody on point and making sure the right guys on the field, like the guys that's going to, you know, pay attention to all the details to make sure that, you know, we can protect our quarterback and, you know, be positive in the run game. So I feel like, you know, we got off to a great start, but we really just now, like, we got to turn the page a little bit now. It's time to, like, turn the page on to the second half of the season and really start to dominate, you know.
For sure. Now you got to take a different mindset. Hey, by the way, I'm very curious about the VR stuff that Jaden does. Have you ever put that headset on? Have you ever done anything like that? Why, I would think as a running back might help. I don't know. Are you curious?
I might try it out, you know. Might be more of a quarterback type thing, but I'm sure it'll work for me and my, you know, just work instincts. And,
right.
You know, right. We're like, yep. I'll try it out, see what we got going.
Talking to Brian Robinson, Commanders running back. Hey, B-Rob, back to that Hail Mary play. I'm sure you've seen the video of Tyreek Stevenson if you weren't watching it on the field. What did you make of that whole situation? Him not actually having his back turned on the offense while the play is happening for about 4 seconds.
Yeah, that kind of explains his attitude throughout the whole game. Like that one, like that, those 4 seconds, like gave a great explanation of who he was.
Wow.
As a player and as a teammate.
Wow, so, I saw McLaurin going at damning. McLaurin was talking smack.
Yeah, he definitely was.
Yeah. So
yeah, throughout the game. well, Brian.
Oh, real quick before you go. Since you're going to be on weekly, I got to ask him about the.
This is important.
This is important, B Rob. Ready? You got to choose your intro song, your walk up song. So when we had Jonathan Allen on,
it was a gospel song.
It was a gospel song, but you can choose your own song. So when we introduce you, we'll play that coming out of commercial break. All right. Now you don't have to choose now, unless you already know.
You might have an instant.
Yeah, I'm gonna see you something, man. It ain't gonna be my favorite song, but it's gonna be some versatile for the, you know, for the moment. You know what I mean?
All okay. Right. Cool. All right.
Do you have it now? Do you have it off the top of your head?
No. I got to look through my playlist first.
Yeah. All right. Look at your playlist.
Let it marinate.
All right.
A
and then
bit.
Next week when we talk to you, can tell our producer and we'll have it ready for you. Okay.
Yes, sir.
My man. Good.
Well, Brian, we appreciate you filling in for Jonathan Allen. We're going to have you on every week throughout the rest of the NFL season. We definitely appreciate it, and we look forward to talking to you next week after the Giants game.
Thank you, man.
See you, bro.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you.
All right. Yep. Appreciate
That's
you. Thank
Brian
you,
Brian Robinson from the Commanders, presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information.
What a great dude. Huh?
He's
nice
funny.
Kid.
He is
that
funny.
Is a home.
You know what?
Run.
He speaks his mind. He tells you the truth.
Honest, raw.
He doesn't bounce around anything.
No. Yeah. And he doesn't want to get in trouble. No, he doesn't want to say the right thing.
He basically says Tyreek Stevenson's a clown.
Yes. Yeah,
and they knew Jaden was playing the whole week.
And he knew Jaden was playing,
which I called on Sunday.
Indirectly saying that whole staff before was clowns.
Right,
clowns.
Yeah, exactly,
clowns.
No, he's
all right,
awesome.
When we come back,
that's what made you the most happy.
Yeah, we will do EB's entertainment page next.